In focus today, Islamic militancy. Indonesia, the world's most populous Muslim nation, faces a rising tide of militant Islam. Although recent surveys indicate more than 80% of its citizens want the country to remain secular, a small but dedicated group of Muslim extremists is fighting to create a pan-Islamic state across Southeast Asia. VOA's Brent Hurd focuses on the militant Islamic movement inside Indonesia.
Islam spread to Southeast Asia through Arab merchants around the 15th century. Local people converted gradually, mixing their worship of sea deities and Allah. For centuries, Muslims remained a minority on many of the islands that make up today's Indonesia. Scholars say this distinctive history helped shape the nation's moderate, tolerant brand of Islam. Despite Indonesia's predominantly moderate beliefs, fringe militant groups have been embedded there for decades, often inciting small-scale religious violence. But a terrorist attack 2.5 years ago on the resort island of Bali that killed 202 people brought a new dimension to the country's Islamic movements. Indonesia blames the militant Islamic group Jamaah Islamiyah, or JI, for the Bali attack and a series of bombings in Jakarta in 2003 and last year. Leonard Sebastian, a senior fellow at Singapore's Institute of Defense and Strategic Studies, is an expert on Jamaah Islamiyah.
A large proportion of militants and those who have gravitated to terrorism do come from poor, deprived areas. And interestingly enough, these people are not from traditional Islamic families. These impressionable young minds are courted by religious leaders with an agenda.
Leonard Sebastian says men like Abu Bakar Bashir, a Muslim cleric considered to be the spiritual leader of JI, provide such support to young Indonesians. Bashir was recently found guilty of complicity in the Bali bombings and sentenced to 30 months in jail. Bashir, who calls himself a simple preacher, denies any connection to the bombing. Jamaah Islamiyah aims to establish an Islamic superstate across Southeast Asia. The Indonesian government says the group has links to Osama bin Laden's Al-Qaeda terrorist network. Sydney Jones is Southeast Asia Project Director for the risk analysis think tank International Crisis Group. She says the roots of radical Islam in Indonesia can be traced back to a movement called Darul Islam, which began as an armed insurgency in the late 1940s. Its goal? To create an Islamic state of Indonesia.
Jamaah Islamiyah and virtually all other jihadist organizations are in some ways the children of the Darul Islam movement. For example, we find a number of leaders of Jamaah Islamiyah whose fathers were in Darul Islam.
Most JI members come from Java, the crowded island considered to be the center of Indonesia's economic and political power. Sydney Jones says it has also been a focal point of the Darul Islam movement.
You have to understand the dynamics of the Darul Islam rebellion if you're going to have any idea of how Jamaah Islamiyah is likely to change. Even if you arrested every single member of the leadership structure, you wouldn't eradicate this network. It's survived now for 55 years.
Ms. Jones says despite a government crackdown that has led to numerous arrests, Jamaah Islamiyah survives as a loose network of small, nearly anonymous cells throughout Southeast Asia. Edward Masters, a former U.S. ambassador to Indonesia, says there is a growing sense among Indonesians of being Muslim.
You can see that by Islamic dress. In the 60s, you seldom saw a headscarf. Now it's very common. There's also a much greater identification among Indonesians with international Islamic causes.
Ambassador Masters adds that Jamaah Islamiyah and other radical groups have been able to reach new recruits by building on the perception that fellow Muslims are being targeted by the U.S.-led war on terror. Religious violence has plagued Indonesia's Maluku Islands, where fighting between Muslims and Christians has claimed more than 6,000 lives since 1999. That's why Sydney Jones of International Crisis Group says the sense of international Muslim solidarity shouldn't be overblown.
There's a real concern that the war in Iraq is going to lead to an increase or an intensification of bombings and terrorist acts in Indonesia. And in fact, what's much more important is to prevent any of these communal outbreaks from erupting again in Indonesia, because that's what stirs the pot in a very dangerous way.
Some terrorist experts say Jamaah Islamiyah's infrastructure is intact and still lethal. Singapore warns that the group may strike again soon. Meanwhile, Indonesia hopes that a more moderate Islamic voice will eventually marginalize groups like Jamaah Islamiyah. For Focus, This is Brent Hurd.